Let's catch up with Giovanna Simpson, the Deputy Mayor of the Burnie City Council here at 7BU, because it's been a little while since we've caught up. Good morning to you, G.
It has. Good morning, Lee and listeners. How are you this morning?
Straight off the bat, something close to all our hearts is this run for Tarkin. And I was just thinking, while that baby song was on, isn't it time we did something about youth suicide, or suicide in general, right across the ages?
Yeah, absolutely, Lee. And, of course, youth suicide is very high on the northwest coast, especially in males. The figures are quite astounding, really. So this is a really big one. It's touched a lot of people on the northwest coast, myself included. And this run is something that we want to do to keep Tarkin's name alive, but also, you know, whilst raising money, but also, you know, getting it out there and getting young people talking to each other, talking to friends, families, you know, and just keeping the word out there.
Yeah, well said. If we can bring it back to a personal level, I know three people in the last 12 months that have passed away from suicide, all youths, and it's just terrible. I know your association with the Out of the Shadows into the Light as well. Now, this is an inaugural run. Tell us a little bit more about it, because it's on December 20, and it's a run from a dear friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I sort of had a bit of a thought one night after we lost Tarkin, thinking what can we do, I guess, to help the family and to keep Tarkin's name alive, because I was fairly close with Tarkin. He was just 17 years of age. And I sort of woke up and thought, maybe we should do a run. And so I rang a good friend of mine, Caden Bracken, who's a fund runner, as you know, done lots of work with SIDS for Kids and things like that.
Yes, I know Caden. I used to play cricket with him for a year or so
up
at Yolla.
And the man can run. He's really, really fast. So I rang him up and said, I've got an idea. And he said, he already said yes before I told him what it was. So, we decided and sort of planned the run. And we decided to start from the Burnie Basketball Stadium, because Tarkin was a big basketball player along
played
the coast.
Played with Somerset.
Yeah, and played with Somerset. So we sort of planned out the run. And I guess our idea was, you know, to promote Speak Up, Say Chatty as well, to promote youth suicide and just to keep that, you know, that run for Tarkin. Inaugural event, this year we're raising money for the family. Next year we'll raise money for Speak Up, Say Chatty.
And if you do need help, Lifeline 13 11 14, Suicide Callback Service is 1300 659 467 and Beyond Blue 1300 224 637. All those wonderful organisations do a great job, and as you did allude to there, Speak Up, Stay Chatty, because there is help available, isn't there, Jer? We keep banging on about this, but you know, it is very important
there
to
really
know that.
There really is. That's right, Lee. There's a lot of help available, and you know, we suggest that young people, you know, if they have trouble talking to parents or friends and stuff, you know, we've got, of course, Beyond Blue, Lifeline, Kids Helpline, places like that where they can reach out to somebody. It's really important. You know, but sometimes, you know, like young boy like Tarkin, who, you know, looks like you have everything from the outside sometimes, you know, big basketballer, very popular, good-looking young boy, but sometimes the insides just don't match, and we've got to be really wary of people's self-esteem, and be kind is, you know, something else we need to make sure of as well. And so, yeah, the run starts at the basketball stadium in Burnie. We then run to the West Park Lee at the Semicolon Garden, where we do the Out of the Shadows Into the Light walk. And then, of course, we're running to Burnie High School, where all members of the public and friends and loved ones of Tarkin can do two laps of the oval with Caden, because, of course, they can't run on the road. Otherwise, we'd have to shut the whole roads down, and there's a lot of work involved.
Good call.
In that.
And then you move on to the Somerset Stadium, then Table Cape Lighthouse, where his family will walk to his favourite place, the Lookout, and a celebration of his life will be held after.
Yeah, that's correct. We'll be having a barbecue as well, and Mayor Robbie Walsh from Wynyard Waratah has jumped on board as well and told us we can have a barbecue up there and make that place our own. So that's really wonderful, and just want everyone to get around it, you know, support it. We've got a Facebook page, Run for Tarkin, and there's links there where people can donate or buy merchandise as well.
Beautiful. Yeah, he was a great local and so young Somerset basketballer, and he was also already coaching junior basketball too, so he had the world at his feet. Somerset basketballer Tarkin Whitehouse. So get involved with that, Run for Tarkin. So that's on December 20. I'd like to touch on something that's close to my heart, and that's litterbugs.
Yes.
Like to say completely outlawed, because I know where we live up in Havenview, you do come across...
In the good part of town.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Good part of Burnie.
It is. You do see a lot of litter there, dirty. It doesn't make the city look very good at all. And there's a lot of car bodies and plastics and scrap metal at Fernglade Road at the moment. It's been dumped. So not a good morning to the people that have done that. And you've got a very special cleanup that starts today.
That's right. It starts today. So the road will be closed. Now, I was up there yesterday, Lee, obviously before they closed the road. And I was astonished. Now, we probably stopped the car about three or four times in different sections on that road, Fernglade Road. And the stuff that we saw was just horrendous. Now, you know, there were couches, there were barrels, there was lots of wire. We saw baby prams, we saw a car.
And is that the laziness coming out in some people that just can't be bothered going to the tip and disposing it because it might cost them a dollar or two?
That's right. And tyres, of course, because they do cost a little bit more. You know, and what people don't realise, and there's a lot of green waste as well. So that green waste causes things to go, like thistles and things like that. That shouldn't be in that area. And the issue that I guess I have with it, Lee, is that you're talking about a lot of plastics and we've got platypus, you know, in that river. And
the environment.
In the environment. So it's really, you know, their lives are endangered because of people's, you know, craziness of just throwing things out of their car window or, you know, and things like couches and stuff. Well, you don't just put them in the back of your car.
No,
they're
you
on
don't.
On a trailer, you know, so they're going up there deliberately.
And it's an offence under the Litter Act, and that can attract court penalties too, it must be said. So we're urging anyone to report anyone dumping rubbish or littering by calling the Litter Hotline. I won't give you the number here, but you can certainly Google that number. It is a 1300 number too, by the way. And that's always frustrating because when you do see this rubbish, you never see the people doing it. You never see the act,
really,
do you?
No, you really don't. And it's such a beautiful part of Burnie, Fernglade, and it really concerns me with the wildlife that we have there. But not just the wildlife, but as you said before, Lee, but just the look of it. You know, you're driving past and you're seeing couches and microwaves and things, you know, and cars. You know, that's crazy, isn't it?
It sure is. So the Burnie City Council closing the road, Fernglade Road, today from 9 o'clock, basically for contractors to remove all the mess.
That's right. And they're going to be doing an incredible job. And it won't be an easy job either, Lee. Now, standing on that roadside yesterday, it's quite dangerous. It's very, very steep. So, you know, it's a big job for them to, you know, get out of there. And it's just, I just want to encourage people, like you do as well, because we're both quite passionate about it, encourage people to just think twice before they throw things out their window.
Well said. So that's today, and that'll be running until 5 o'clock tomorrow.
That's correct, yeah.
So a couple of days of cleanup.
Yep.
And we're getting all set for Christmas. Plenty happening for the Burnie City Council over the period of time with the lighting of the tree.
Yes, I'm very excited about the lighting of the tree. It's been a passion of mine for a little while, so it's nice to see it come to fruition, I suppose. So really, really excited to get this tree up and running. I'll tell you what, I'm very excited.
Fantastic. And you can find out more Burnie City Council's website and also check our Facebook page at 7BU as well. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, Giovanna
Thank you, Lee.
Simpson from
Always
the Burnie City
to
Council.
Be here.
And hopefully we'll catch up with you before Christmas.
I hope so.